Back home at the Central Criminal Court in the sentencing of a man who pleaded guilty to the attempted murder of his wife at her home on the 23rd of August 2012. A 44-year-old Algerian man who tried to kill his wife by hitting her on the head with a kettlebell has been jailed for 12 years. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds joins us now. Paul, can you give us the background to this case?
Yeah, this is Luan Uacek, who's originally from Algeria. He arrived in Dublin in 2005. He and Ruta, who's from Lithuania, had a daughter together in 2007 and then married 4 years later in Algeria. However, in 2012, he took their daughter to Algeria without her consent, and by May of that year, the couple had separated and she wanted a divorce. She also began studying engineering at UCD, structural engineering. He, however, had lost his job through injury. Now, Uacek left Ireland in July of that year, but came back the following month, stalked his wife and called to a number of childcare facilities to find out where his daughter was. He was, the court heard, a devout Muslim and was, quote, unhappy about the path she was going on. So 4 days after that, he met Ruta. She had already secured a barring order against him at this stage, but she was giving him his things when he asked for his kettlebells, and when she gave them to him, he attacked her. She remembers him sitting on top of her on the kitchen floor. The more she screamed, the more he hit her, and she believed that he was going to kill her. Now, she managed to get to the bathroom and lock herself in, where she was found that night after a neighbour who had collected her daughter from the creche alerted the Gardaí. Uacek had bludgeoned his wife on the head with a metal dumbbell. He then pulled the blinds of the home, drove her car to Dublin Airport, and flew to Tunisia via Paris after he couldn't get a flight to Algeria. 6 months later, he was arrested in Germany and extradited back to Ireland, and he told the Gardaí he didn't mean to do it, it was an accident.
Paul Reynolds, our crime correspondent at the Central Criminal Court. More in the news at one after this short break.